Morning, 7:18. Thanks for having us on. Pretty Big Ross and myself, Chris Fade, phone guy Eddie in the studio as well. Yesterday, I went to Mikado Mall.
Love it there, yep.
Oh, with the Virgin Radio team.
Lovely.
And it was. It is such a cute, amazing mall. They're giving away a brand new car, and they've got a holiday to give away if you spend 200 dirhams or more down there. So,
nice.
Yeah, go and check it out. There was a huge circus there. They're doing that daily, and I took Nushi and Kiki there, and I played a few games on the stage, and I took Nushi and Kiki. They're like my little sidekicks sometimes.
Yeah, they're cute.
So sometimes I'm like, hey, your daddy's going to go do something. You want to come? They're like, yeah, yeah. And then I always give them the option. I'm like, do you want to come up on stage with daddy? Yeah.
Nushi always says yeah.
Yeah. Nushi's always down. Kiki's now also down as well.
That's good.
They're getting used to it.
They're getting used to it. So I brought him out on the stage and we had a bit of fun. We gave away some stuff with Virgin Radio. Thanks to the guys at Mikado Mall for having me. And one thing that they're opening up in the next day or two is, and I think this is super cool.
Okay.
The escalator that goes down, you know, the escalators, they've turned it into a slippery dip.
That, like a slide.
Yeah.
Yeah, we call it slide, yeah, but in Australia.
I call it a slippery dip. You guys call it a slide.
No, but isn't this.
Slippery dip water slide, isn't
it? Yeah, that's a water slide, isn't it?
Must be with the name slippery.
Because it's slippery dip.
Slippery, I don't know. Yeah, maybe. I don't
know. So they've turned it into a slide.
So instead of going down an escalator where you stand.
Awesome.
I'll show you a video.
That is so cool.
Okay.
That's so fun.
It is so fun. It's actually really, really cool. But here's the weird thing.
What's wrong, though?
Here's the weird thing. They're like, okay, Chris, we're going to get you on the slide. I was like, all right, man, let's do it.
What, for the video?
Yeah, it was a video, right? So I'm trying to get this video because I want you to hear this.
Oh, my gosh, look at this pretty. This is a video from last year.
Let me up. Yeah, it was there last year.
Wow.
Now what?
Am I scared to do this? I'm actually scared. I didn't realize it was so high. What are you? They're filming me over here. Yeah, I look like. Okay.
So watch this as I
go. Okay, let me watch.
Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. and you ball pit.
And you fall into a ball pit.
Wow.
So it's really super cool. And it's amazing. If you get a chance, go try it out. But what happened was. I sound like I'm all fine there. Like, why am I even scared? Like, I was scared.
You were nervous.
And I was going to back out. And I thought to myself, I cannot back out going down a slide.
Everyone's watching you.
Yeah. And like.
I get it.
But it was, and I was like, I don't know. Why do I get fearful? Why am I getting scared of doing stuff as I get older?
I don't know what you mean, though.
Like, it's because you know what you're doing. I feel like when you're younger, you don't really think about the consequences. You just think of, oh, this looks cool. This looks fun. Let's go do it. As you get older, you start thinking about a billion things.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, when you were younger, you'd like jump from one ceiling to another. You'd hang off the fan and just spin around in the air.
Fearless.
You'd drink anything that anyone gave you. You're like, oh, yeah, let me try it.
Yeah.
You'd eat dirt from the ground. Oh, there's a worm. Let me try it. I've never eaten worm before.
Yeah.
You know, you just do everything and you just don't care. And I remember being that. Like, I'd climb up to the point of the tree where you couldn't even, like, you could see the entire city. I'd climb up this tree on my own. Now it's like, it's a slide, and there I am going, Krista, can you do this? Go down the slide. Can you do this? Go down the slide.
It's not even that big.
Man, but when you're up there, it's like a bit of a. It looks pretty steep.
Seems to me you think too much into things.
Maybe that's right. Like, maybe I think you're right, Ross. I think I do.
Just have a low intelligence like me.
and jump out of a plane like you did last week.
Do not think about it. Don't. Like, I just. Maybe because I'm unprepared as well a lot of the time. But I just don't think about it, and then I'll do it.
I get fearful of, like, I'm going to hurt myself, like an.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to put it out to see if anyone else has experienced anything like this. Is there anything that you're doing as an adult that you're scared, that you shouldn't be scared of? Because as a child, you would have done it. Do you know what I mean?
Say that question again.
So is there anything that you tried to do as an adult and you became scared? You were doing it as an adult and you're scared. But as a kid, you would have done it.
Easy, no problem.
You wouldn't even thought about it. Okay. You would have just done it.
Yeah.
Things that you're getting scared as you get older. 04-871-5544. Anything that you're getting scared doing now as an adult or as you get older, then as a kid you would have just done in the blink of an eye.
For me, this may sound crazy, but like roller coasters or scary rides.
Yeah.
I was, believe it or not, fearless as a kid. I did everything and anything that you can imagine that I could get on because mm-hmm. I had a growth spurt, so I was a little bit taller than the rest of the kids. So I would just get on everything. Now you guys know me. I can't get on any of these rides. I never used to think about it. Okay. Do whatever.
Do you? Yeah, it's weird, huh? All right, we're going to take your calls next. 0487155444. Things you're scared to do as an adult.
Yeah.
But as a kid, you would have done it with ease. Manal, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
So what are you scared of doing as a like an adult, but as a child, you would have done in a blink of an eye?
Okay, so when I was a kid, I sat in, you know, the giant wheel?
Yeah, the Ferris wheel.
Hmm.
Yeah. But now if you ask me to sit on one, I would never do that.
So you can't go on a Ferris wheel right now as an adult, but as a child, you would have done it easy.
I did that once as a child, but now, pay me, I won't go.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know what?
I get it, though.
You know, Pretty and I, and no, I wasn't with you.
Where?
I was in Vegas.
Oh, no, no.
And I did what we have, like the London Eye. They've got basically like the big Ferris wheel.
Yep.
I wasn't freaked out, but I could see the fearness there, Manal. I understand that. I feel that. Azra, morning. How are you?
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good.
How is Priti? How is Rossi? I mean, I'm so excited. It's my third time speaking to you guys.
It's cute.
Yeah.
I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening, and thanks for always calling in. What are you scared of doing as an adult, but as a child, you'd be okay with doing?
You know, when I was a child, I used to just, you know, get out of my house, and we've always lived in Dubai, so things were pretty quiet, and there weren't so many buildings and people around, but I would just walk to somewhere, somebody's house or, you know, but really far off, you know, walking from probably like Studio City all the way to Arabian Ranches. I would do that on my own.
Mm.
And I was like 12 years old or something. But now I'm scared. I'm scared of, you know, taking walks all by myself alone. You know, even if it was late in the evening, I wouldn't mind. I would just get out of the house and walk. But
so you're afraid of just like walking now around the house, like outside your house?
Not exactly walking, but you know, walking alone.
I mean,
it scares me. I mean, we're going to go to Serbia this summer, and I'm going alone with my son because he has a tennis camp there. And I was actually contemplating, okay, should I be taking walks? Some of my friends said, it's a beautiful place, you can go to coffee shops, sit alone. I was like thinking, okay, no, I should be back home before the sunset.
No, don't be scared. Don't live like that. Don't live like that. Don't be scared like that. You'll be fine. That's just a mental thing, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, you don't want to be walking alone anywhere in a weird sort of like suburb or a neighborhood that you probably shouldn't be in. But if you're in the main tourist areas, you'll be fine. Don't live like that. I understand the feeling. That is a normal fear to have, though. A lot of people have that fear, Azra. But don't allow it to like sort of take over. Zaina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, thank you.
What are you scared of doing now that as a kid you're all right to do?
I am scared of flying. I don't know what like anxiety is, but I really hate getting on an airplane. Everything from like packing and getting ready for the trip to actually being on. My husband's a pilot and it causes issues between us because I swear that the plane's going down every time it's turbulent.
Yeah.
So I like have him go through the dynamics of how aviation works. Yeah,
but it's horrible. I thought having a husband who's a pilot would ease your fears.
Now she knows it's her husband flying the plane. That's why she's scared.
We met at a club, and I pulled him to the side, and I was like, tell me the truth. Can a plane go down if there's turbulence? So, yeah, that was our first conversation.
That's funny. You know what? The older I get scared of sort of flying as well. And, yes, when there's turbulence, I feel mentally that I'm holding that plane up, Zena. I don't know if you do the same thing. I feel like the only thing that's holding that plane up is me and my mind.
Right.
I hold onto the seat, and I'm like, keep this plane up, Chris. And if I'm like, if the food service is on with turbulence, I stop eating. I just doing deep breaths.
Yep.
So your husband's a pilot. One of my mates is as well. I asked him the same question. I was like, yo, is turbulence going to bring the plane down? He's like, no, turbulence will not bring the plane down. You just got to relax. It's just a bit of air. So, I mean, how do you combat?
I Googled it, and I like found an article, and I was like, see, it did bring it down one time. He's like, yeah, it was like in the 70s. And he's relaxed.
So have you been on a plane where he's the pilot?
Yes, I have, and it doesn't make it any more, like, less frightening.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know that planes can basically fly themselves.
I don't know. I think I don't know if it's just like age and, you know, he tells me all the time, you're more likely to crash in a car accident than in the air.
Yeah.
That doesn't make my like worries any less. Like,
all right. Go, yeah, see, I don't know, get hypnotized or see someone. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
If it's getting that bad. Hey, listen, do what I do. As soon as you walk on the plane, get the right hand, just touch the side of the plane as you get in. That gives a bit of good luck, all right?
I'll try it out. Thank you.
Right, tell you, keep it up. Hey, Kate, morning. How are you?
Morning. I'm good, thank you. You guys?
We're doing well. We're doing well for a Sunday. What are you scared of doing now, but as a kid you'd be okay doing?
Well, it sounds a bit crazy, but doing a forward roll or a cartwheel, I have absolutely terrified of doing it.
Yeah.
But then I say to my daughter, come on, it's good to get out of your comfort zone. And so we end up going to the Russell Kamer zip line. What? That I'm happy with.
Yeah.
But doing a forward roll or cartwheel, no.
That's so true.
So you go down a zip line, you're all right with that, but just doing a regular little cartwheel or forward roll gives you a little bit of anxiety.
I think so, because I think I'm trying to believe in myself when I'm doing the cartwheel, whereas the zip line, that's not my problem. That's yeah. The zip line. Yeah.
It's like someone else has got the responsibility of it. Man,
that's
crazy,
true,
huh?
Isn't it?
Crazy. Ali, good morning.
Good morning, Chris.
How are you, bro?
Well, I don't work. You tell me.
Nah, that's good. Come on. Come on. We've got a job, though. We've got jobs, you know.
It's the first day of the week. You know how it works.
Yeah.
I know, man. What are you scared of as an adult, but as a child, you just do?
I'm just going to tell you. It just happened recently, actually. We got locked outside the house. The door shut because of the wind, and someone had to go over the wall. And this wall is about 190 centimeters high. That's it. And I jumped on it like it was nothing. I was like, all right, I got this. When I looked down, I was like, oh, no, I can't get down.
Yeah. I can't get down.
Oh, that's too high for me. That's way too high for me. And my wife's behind me. She's like, I thought you said you could do this. I'm like, yeah, as a kid.
So, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
So you've just had to jump a little fence to get into the house, and you got to the peak of the fence, and you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm high. I'm freaking out.
Yeah, I was freaking out because I was like, I bet my clothes is going to grab onto this, going to rip it. I'm going to probably scrape myself. I'm going to hurt my knee. And as soon as I got down on the floor, literally, I got this shooting pain coming up my leg. I was like, oh, my God, I'm old.
It was the moment that Ali realized he's old.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's crazy, huh? As a kid, I remember we lived in a large two-story house, and if I forgot the key coming home from school and there was no one home, I would literally have to get on a fence, then I would jump from the fence to the second level of the house. Like,
oh my gosh.
I was airborne, and I've got my school bag on. Wow. I am airborne for a good, like, probably second. I would then have to climb up the guttering of the house. Like,
what?
I used to do this at least once a week because I'd forget my key. Then I'd have to go in the back window of the house. I think about doing that. If I was to do that today, absolutely no chance.
No chance.
You'd be arrested.
Break and entering.